Stadium. So with that, I'm here to talk about resolving guardianship disputes. And I actually love this topic, so I'm not going to probably take all my time. I'm going to take a fair amount of it, and for those of you who just left, you're just missing the best part. But you'll be back for Paya. Paya, don't worry, they're coming back for you. I love this topic for two reasons. One, when I first started practicing in this area, I never did guardianship. I literally started practicing in 1993 when the law had just changed, and we had taken the guardianship sections out of the dead people sections, which seemed like progress at the time. And I didn't even know what a guardianship was, and I started doing these guardianships, and I thought, how can you possibly mediate capacity and guardianship issues? And then I started getting into it, and I've done a number of guardianships over the years, and now I do a lot of guardianship work, but I'm a big believer you should avoid guardianships at all cost. So how do you avoid guardianships at all cost? Create solutions that sometimes they created before and the children or somebody doesn't want to recognize, or create solutions now because they didn't pre-plan before. So this topic is really just a practical speech of how to talk about how to resolve guardianship disputes, the legal basis, how we get there, how we can bind, the issues along the way, and then finally some suggestions of how we've crafted, and I've stolen ideas from some of you here today, of how we have effectuated, either through a guardianship or avoiding a guardianship, some of the solutions we need to make the proposed ward's life better in either of those two contexts. I will say, I think guardianship disputes and settling in them is a little different than a normal litigation. A normal litigation, you sort of have a beginning and an end, a win or not win. That's not really true for guardianships. You're trying to create a lifestyle and protective measures, and there's not sort of some third party out there to get a pot of money back and bring it back.